Hey, denk dran, dass auch dein Immunsystem Hunger hat. Und probier's mal mit den Gesundheitszielen zur Ernährung in der App Auka Navida. Hol dir Tipps, Rezepte und Challenges für dein gesünderes Ich. Jetzt die App Auka Navida downloaden und loslegen. Auka Plus. Aus Liebe zur Gesundheit.
Ist es schon soweit? Komm in Weihnachtsstimmung mit Action. Wir haben alles, was du für die schönste Zeit des Jahres brauchst. Zum Beispiel ein Disney-Weihnachtskuscheltier nur 5,95 und eine Lichterkette 10 Meter nur 2,99. Lass die Vorfreude beginnen. Komm in eine unserer Filialen und entdecke die besten Weihnachtsartikel zum kleinsten Preis. Action. Kleine Preise, große Freude.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, soap and laundry, quitting smoking, and a stupid world record. You'll hear that coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
I like big butts and I cannot lie. You are the brothers, can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itsy-bitsy waist and a round thing on your face. You get sprung. Want to pull up tough. Because you notice that butt was stuffed. Deep in the jeans she's wearing. I'm hooked and I can't stop staring. Oh, baby. I want to get with you. Take your picture. My homeboys tried to warn me. But with that butt, you got makes me so horny.
Now, some more Bob and Tom.
You want it. You need it. You can't live without it.
This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, there's Josh Arnold.
Hi there.
Hey, there's Ace Cosby.
Hey.
Hey, I'm Chick McGee.
And
hey. Good Friday.
Doing my gangsta lane over here.
Here's Tom Griswold.
It is Good Friday. Happy Good Friday to all who celebrate.
Yes. Or not so great Friday, or whatever you're celebrating.
Yes, I am.
Now, we have a lot of cool stuff coming up in the news. I'm very excited about this. We got robots in the news.
It better be robots.
Sperm whales. Yeah, these are robots. It's all about facial.
It better be.
They sound almost android-like.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what Ace would like on his robot?
What?
Mouth.
Oh. Once again, that was our word of the day several days ago.
The old mouth.
And the word of the day a couple days ago, it never came up again.
Well, because
Sprig and zest. Right.
I don't think, first of all, we can't have two words of the day.
You certainly can't.
No, but you can't be in charge of it because it's going to be a mess. And they'll never get done.
Now, describe the difference between, please, a sprig and a zest, Christy.
There's a huge difference.
Yeah, a sprig would be like a sprig of rosemary or a sprig of thyme.
Has to have a stem.
Yes.
That's one of the definitions.
And a zest.
Is that right? Yes.
It's where you peel off a little grating of the skin of an orange.
I thought zest meant
they have zesters.
Yeah, I have a zester.
It looks like a file.
Zest is just grinded rind.
Yeah.
Doesn't the word zest mean like
verve?
Yeah, verve. Yeah.
I have a
spice,
zest for
tang,
life.
Energy.
Isn't there I believe the French call it I don't know what.
Isn't there a soap called Zest?
Yeah, Zestfully Clean.
It smells pretty good, actually.
You're not fully clean to your Zestfully Clean.
Very good, Ace. That's exactly their logo.
I'll have to. Should I try
back
some?
Back in the day.
It's,
No, it's got fragrance.
It's pretty,
Well, he's been showering with some kind of fragrance.
No.
Man.
I found out what that was.
What was it?
Detergent.
I wondered.
I didn't know what it was. I walked in here in the green room, and both Christy and Josh were, hey, you smell so good. What is it?
Yeah, I'm not used to you
smelling. And I thought I'd been using Kelly's soap. I found out it's her new detergent.
I like it. It's good.
I took a picture of the bottle. I'll show you guys. I have no idea what it is.
Tell me if this is a Tom move. I think I'm going to call the hotel we stayed at in Cincinnati and to find out what soap they had. I can't remember the name of it.
That is my kind of move.
It was smell.
I don't like the hotels where they have the stuff on the wall and you can't take it down. Yeah. I don't like that. But
in this case, they kind of had that.
It was good soap.
And it was very good. And I got to find out what it is.
Kind of an apple scent? Did you?
Mine was rum scent.
There you go, Christy. It's called Glamorous Wash Diva.
And you used that?
Oh my gosh.
I didn't use it. Someone was doing my laundry for me, and they used it. And that's
the thing about it. It has a manly-esque smell.
Usually, I do my own laundry, and I am a Tide guy because my mom used Tide. And by God, I'm going to be carried out in a shroud that smells like Tide.
I thought you didn't let anybody do the laundry.
There was some stuff that was in a pile that got.
Oh, okay.
I always do my own laundry.
Chick, do you clean your clothes in Tide?
It's too cold to do it out, Tide.
Yay!
I thought you used no scent, at all.
I do. I do no scent everything. Yeah.
No scent Tide? They have that? I didn't know that.
Oh. Tide free.
I use laundry sauce. This is a thing, and it's the scent is sandalwood.
Oh, that's nice.
Do they do barbecue?
I don't think they do barbecue.
No?
That would be objectionable for your clothes to smell like barbecue.
They don't
do barbecue or ashtray.
Much like Casey Masterpiece doesn't do laundry detergent.
White Castle, great product. They're not going to detergent scent. Didn't they do a White Castle?
Isn't there a White Castle smelling candle?
Yeah,
it must be. Yeah,
absolutely.
It better be nice.
That would be nice.
Now, we have smells coming up twice in the news today. One of these is really interesting.
Do you have your dog come up? Do they ever do that to you? Come up and they'll go.
You mean all the time?
Right in your face?
They can probably tell exactly.
I bet yesterday
your dog came up to you and went, Cincinnati?
You know they do. Exactly. They're so smart.
My dog set a record this morning, one of them.
Oh, God.
Oh,
he was talking about this off the air.
Smells.
A two-bagger.
So massive.
Whoa, a two-bagger.
So massive.
Unbelievable.
Dog.
This laundry detergent
that you used.
I don't use it. I didn't use it. Someone else did it.
I had to look this up. Okay, these are the titles of the fragrances for Glamour Wash.
All right.
Diva.
Mm. Right, that's what he has.
And you guys both walked up to me and said, oh, you smell so good today.
No, I said you smell. I didn't.
I like it.
Yeah.
Diva, I believe, has a hint of the ocean.
Wait.
Okay.
Entitled.
Well, this is perfect for me.
High Maintenance.
Hell? What the hell?
Excellent.
Icon.
Oh, that fits Tom.
So these are all good.
And Trophy. Those are the scents
Anyone
for Glamour Wash.
Shut up, Ace.
You've won many trophies in your life.
I have no business, I'll tell you that. Not me.
Man.
Smells good, though, huh?
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I would really like, I wonder if there's any research on this, how many people use a certain product because their mom did. My parents drove General Motors products, and so I
used Tide and Bounce. My mom used Tide and Bounce. Her mom used Tide and Bounce. So.
Yeah, I used Tide.
I'm not trying to do a commercial here, but it's just one of those things.
You're right, exactly.
I get Heinz ketchup because that's what mom got.
My mom used Bounce. Well, she bounced my head off the wall, but other than that,
discussion about it was awful.
Yeah, ironically, you lost your sense of smell.
Yeah, for a couple of weeks. Yeah, so naturally, consequently, I don't use anything my mom used.
Ace, did your mom use a specific detergent?
She was Tide.
She was a Tide. Did your mother smoke?
No.
You did not? Okay, very good, very good.
I see your mother. You sure she didn't smoke those little brown cigarettes that look like teeny tiny cigars?
I always liked those.
I think they're called Moore cigarettes or something like that.
Sometimes cloves. Yeah,
those are handy because you get more chemo when the cancer gets to you.
Now, how do you know that Ace's mother didn't pass away from some sort of horrible disease?
It wasn't my fault.
Wasn't my fault.
Sorry, Ace.
Wow.
Christy, did your mom smoke?
Yes. What Keratin. Brand? We talked about this.
Oh, yeah. That's the,
yeah, I'd rather fight than switch.
That's the famous advertising campaign where the woman had the black eye.
Yeah.
You know, we'd like to bring domestic violence and cancer to you together.
You brought domestic violence into that ad.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yes. She was fighting another woman.
So that's okay?
It's hot.
The last thing Christy one of the last things I can remember Christy's mom said to me was you want to go get me an ashtray, honey?
Yeah.
Oh, she hasn't smoked. Very nice. She didn't smoke for a long time, but
very nice. Yeah.
Yeah.
She was fun.
That's sweet. Huh?
Well, my parents smoked, and then my mom quit, and then a couple years later my dad quit. And then they got divorced.
That's why.
You know what? I just put that together.
Yeah, you see why? Wait a minute. I can't have a cigarette.
Yeah. My dad smoked
What brand did you... I know your dad smoked Marlboro Softback.
Yeah, Marlboro Red Softback.
What did your mom smoke? Do you remember?
She was...
Virginia Slims?
No, it was Marlboro, but was there like a brown or gold kind of colored...
It doesn't matter because she could have smoked anything she wants. She's rich. She could get a carton.
Oh, I see what you're saying. No, actually, now she's married to a man named Rich.
Oh.
Hey, by the way, my mom and Rich are staying with me next month for a couple days.
What? What?
Yeah. It's your house?
Wow. Yeah.
Have you?
I can't wait.
Do you have the guest room all cleaned up?
Yeah.
Tell me she's allergic to cats or something.
No, she loves cats. So yeah, she'll be excited.
And it's time for
Stupid World Record.
And guess what this world record is. That's right. Not a world record yet.
All
right. So
this is a good one.
This could be a good attempt. Is that...
No.
Oh.
The city of Kyle in Texas, it says...
Uh-huh.
K-Y-L-E, Kyle, Texas.
...is once again trying to break the Guinness World Record for the largest gathering of people with the same name.
Now, the name, of course, is...
Kyle.
Yeah.
When the city,
if I were in Texas, I would have chosen a different name. I think we could have won this, but
you mean like Tex or something?
No.
When the city attempted the record last year, it fell 835 Kyles short of beating the current record of 2,325 people. The current record was set by people named Ivan.
So they're looking for more of these.
It was set in 2017 in Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Would you say they're going to go out and seek Kyles?
And I thought I was on the edge of an offensive joke, but no, that's even worse. That's great.
That's
seek Kyles.
KVUE, which you can see from anywhere, reports that the city of Kyle is now calling on all Kyles.
Calling all Kyles. Calling all Kyles.
Seeking Kyles. What did you say? You say it better.
Are they going to go out and seek Kyles?
Yes. To help participate in another attempt that will again be held at the Kyle Fair.
Oh.
A Tex-travaganza on May 18th.
Oh, I like Tex-travaganza. Mm.
Kyles who participate will receive a free Kyle Fair t-shirt.
Ooh.
While supplies last.
Okay.
To qualify, participants must, of course, be named Kyle, spelled K-Y-L-E, K-I-L-E or any other alternative spelling. Variations will not be accepted, and middle names, last names, and nicknames do not count.
Ah.
Do you think Kyle Chandler will go?
Oh, I love the Kyle Chandler.
Yeah.
Isn't that a great idea? That's fun.
No.
Mm.
No.
Kind of silly.
Well, yeah. That's the whole point. It's just fun. They're having a
Tex-travaganza.
Tex-travaganza. Like how cool is that?
I can't believe we haven't done that. We should have try a Tom, and we could have a Tom Fair.
There aren't as many Toms, though, as there used to be.
No, but we could have like a ski booth and a kiosk.
Yes.
And a Range Rover dealership could come out, and the Golden Retriever puppies free to all home.
Are we going to check in
eggs and toast
before stations. We allow
and
them to
eggs, eggs and toast and
with bologna.
Oh, yeah, boogity boogities or whatever they are.
Not boogity, boogity. There's a K in there.
I'm sure that saves it.
Oh, we're gonna...
Kyle, you know that Kyle was Hitler's middle name?
Oh, God.
Adolf Kyle Hitler?
I don't think that's true.
Oh, maybe I read it wrong.
So this would be a Tom Fair with you, Tom. It would be great. You can teach people how to be condescending and pretentious.
You could teach us how to fence.
Yes,
there we go.
Live fencers,
skiing, fencing, sailing. Oh, it'd be perfect.
Yeah. On guard. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's fun. I hope the Kyles get it. That's a tough call though, and I think this would be a lot easier to do with other names.
Do you think the name's slowing them down? Arguably, the standing record is Ivan's in Bosnia Herzegovina. So that's
got to be all the Ivans.
Yeah, everybody there's named Ivan.
You know that movie with the submarines, you know, Crazy Ivans. They just made that up.
What?
Is Das Boot?
No.
What is it?
Roll Tide, Crimson Tide?
What are you talking about?
Crimson Tide with Denzel and Gene Hackman? Hunt for Red October.
Hunt for Red October. Remember the Crazy Ivans?
Uh-uh. I don't remember.
The submarines are doing all the... Oh no. I was so disappointed that wasn't a real thing.
You mean the part... Is that the part that Tarantino wrote?
That's Crimson Tide, yeah.
That's Crimson Tide, okay.
I don't remember anything of Hunt for Red October.
Yeah, me either. It was a missable movie.
I remember being bored.
Oh, it was a great...
But I was like... Well,
oh,
was like,
you didn't love that
I was like 10 again. And bored.
Watch it again.
I bet I'd like it again.
it's really cool.
Zero.
But Crazy Ivans were fake.
Remember there being a lack of action in that.
Yeah.
There's a lack of interest in this conversation.
Okay, I'm so sorry. What is the most common Crazy name in America Ivans. Right now?
I think it's
Michael, frankly.
I'm going to go...
Michael.
The most common name?
Yeah. Brent.
Male name.
I'm going to
in America.
Brent, yeah.
Because they're going with Kyle.
Joe?
And that'll be rapidly changing as the ethnic composition of this country changes.
Well, look where we are in Carefulville.
Yes.
No, it's a fact.
Yes, I don't see any reason to draw attention to
it. I mean, what do they think it'll be?
I'll do a little homework and find out.
Huh. Well, yeah, whatever.
Now, Ivan, now, do you know what the most common name in the world is?
Muhammad.
Very good, chick. Yeah. Very good.
I learned that from Superbad.
Followed by a name I've never heard. Nushi.
Nushi.
Nushi, yeah.
Nushi.
Huh. It's like our Henry.
Nushi?
Yeah.
It's a beautiful name. I've never heard that.
I'm lying. I
assume it's Nushi, not Nushi.
It's Nushi.
Could it be Nushi? Middle Eastern, or is it Asian, or what is it?
Bronx. There are a lot of people. Nushi's a...
Wow.
A lot of Nushi's from Bronx.
Thank you for teaching me.
You're welcome.
Second, Maria.
Oh, you know, I just met a girl.
Oh, really?
God, really? Yeah. You just met a girl named Maria?
And suddenly I see.
You can't find what is the most common name. The most popular male name is Liam, but we know that's not the most common.
That means that we're named that last year.
Right, and okay. I can't find...
I have a very particular set of skills.
It's got to be John, right?
Or Michael, or
Joe, or...
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Juan.
Tim.
Yeah, Ephraim.
James. I think Zia. It's James.
Juan.
Well, could be.
I think it's James.
James?
James, John, Robert, Michael, William are the top five.
That all makes sense.
Okay.
For now.
Well, is that sports?
He's really scared.
James is a freedom. All right. That's Huffamoose. Okay.
That's sports.
A little hustle for you, Tom. And then where is she? Hit it.
Too far to
be a good sport. Evidently, Christy, go Boilers.
Yeah, go Boilers.
You're all boiled up there.
Boiled up. My favorite lucky shirt and shoes, hopefully.
I know, I can smell it. You've been wearing it for a while. Yeah.
Hi, Wash. I'm like Tom, though. I don't like any laundry scent. I don't like scent in my laundry detergent.
And I've got to send you that article on why you should never use dryer sheets.
I read that article, and I don't care what they say.
It's like pouring Wesson oil on your clothes.
It's not.
Absolutely not.
And I use the free one, so it's not as sticky as the others.
It's putting oil on your clothes.
Article or some sniveling editorial. That's
yes.
What probably saying.
I can find another article that says it's just fine.
I just use those dryer balls.
Pure poison is what it is. Dryer balls. What do you?
Yeah, I tried that.
They're
you know
like
what it does?
They're like tennis nothing. Balls, but you throw them in when in
it. All it does is make a racket.
And it does nothing.
Does it soften the clothes?
No.
It keeps them separated.
It doesn't
keep
take
them
out
separated.
Clean.
Offspring for that ass.
What? But what does it do to the clothes other than make a racket in your dryer?
Yeah. That's,
sounds like you're drying a steel toe booth.
It doesn't do. Trust me.
Why don't you try Downy?
I listen to his
and then when,
they,
and then when you open up the dryer, the dogs come running over and go, "Look what I got! Give me that!"
Man, they do love balls, don't they?
These are like, they're like slightly larger than a tennis ball, but they're white
they're
and
like
puffy.
Toys. Oh, they're like
dogs,
their own.
The dogs love them. We have cool dog news coming up, by the way. New study about the brains of dogs.
Can we
right now
please get a dog for our show?
I'll bring in Maisie on Monday.
Isn't Maisie the one that's terrified of everything?
Yeah, but she'll be fine.
You promise?
She'll be fine. Yeah, she'll be okay. She'll sit right.
Pissing all over the
she's
place.
She's the one that broke the single record for.
Oh boy!
Well, I gotta meet her now and congratulate her.
The massive dump.
Yeah, the football sized defecant festival.
And as Dennis Miller would say, the silhouette altering.
Yes, yes. If those that have poop bags, it was a two bagger.
I'd bring Monkey in, but she'd be out in this pond out here we got near the road. If there's a body of water, she knows where it is. Okay. She'll go get in. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
A new study reveals dogs can understand commands better than previously thought.
Yeah, they can. They just choose to be irritating and difficult.
Aloof.
For the study, dogs were fitted with electrodes to measure brain activity and register brain waves.
I'd like to see a picture of that.
I kind of would, too. I bet it's just the dog sitting there with these things.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
What's up, guys? David Pollack here, former Georgia Bulldog, former analyst with College Game Day, and host of my new show, See Ball, Get Ball. I'm a defensive lineman. That's why that's the name. You see the ball, you go get it. We're going to dive deep into college football. We're going to break down film. We'll have bold takes, real conversations with the biggest names in the sport every single week. If you eat, sleep, and breathe college football like I do, man, I promise you, See Ball, Get Ball is for you. So do me a favor. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.